Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. I'm Jack Trauma. Join me each week as we explore emotional well-being, relationships, health, and prosperity. Get ready to thrive. Hey there, friends. It's really great to be back with you all. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about how we deal with all this craziness going on in the world. I mean, every time I talk with a client or I look at my feed, it's top of mind for a lot of people. There's another crisis brewing somewhere. Ukraine, the Middle East, tensions between China and Taiwan and North Korea. It's a lot to take in. And the other day, my client Alex and I were talking about how we all handle news like this differently. And it's quite interesting because some of us can't help but to stay glued to our screens, constantly refreshing for updates. And I'll admit it, I've totally been there. That pit in your stomach, wondering what's going to happen next. It's kind of like watching a car crash in slow motion. You know, it's not good for you, but you just can't look away. And that's where mindset comes in, because how we approach this flood of information, how we process it, that's all about our mindset. Are we coming at it from a place of fear and anxiety? Or can we find a way to stay informed without letting it consume us? And I think this is key. You know, I remember a couple of years ago at the start of the Russian-Ukraine war, there were tensions around China attacking Taiwan, nuclear threats from North Korea. It was one headline after another, and I couldn't stop reading about it. I couldn't sleep. And that's when I realized that I needed to make some changes in how I was thinking about and consuming the news. So while all that stuff is still going on, including the Middle East crisis, which is front and center right now, I do this thing called observer mindset. So instead of immediately reacting to the news, I try to take a step back and ask myself, what are the facts here? What's actually happening versus what I think or what I fear might happen? Now, it doesn't make these events less serious, but it does help me approach it with a clearer head. And you know what? This mindset shift has made a big difference in how I consume the news. It used to be I'd wake up and immediately start scrolling. Not exactly the best way to start the day. Now I try to give myself a bit of time in the morning, maybe have some lemon water, some coffee, do some stretching or some meditation. And before I take a peek at the news, that's what I do. Now it's a small change, but it's made a difference in how I approach my day. And it's so easy to get stuck in our own bubbles. We follow the news channels that we like. We talk to people who think like us. And before we know it, we're seeing the world through a pretty narrow lens. You know, I had this eye-opening experience the other day. I met someone while I was out and about running some errands, and he started to talk about the situation in the Middle East. Now, as I listened to him, I noticed that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, politically speaking. And at first, if I'm being totally honest, I was getting a little agitated. I mean, some of the things he was saying just didn't sit right with me. But then I remembered something a very wise friend once told me, that you don't have to agree with someone to listen to them. So I took a deep breath and I really tried to hear what this man was saying. And you know what? While I still didn't agree with everything he said, I realized he made some valid points that I hadn't considered before. And it gave me a new angle to think about. And it reminds me of this concept that I recently learned about called cognitive flexibility. And it's this idea that we can train our minds to be more adaptive, to consider different perspectives without feeling threatened. And I think this world can use a bit more of that right now. And as far as emotional triggers go, it's fascinating how different news stories can trigger different emotions in all of us. And a lot of times these triggers are connected to our own experiences of fears. Like I have a friend who gets really anxious whenever there's news about a potential economic downturn. And it turns out that his family went through some really tough financial times when he was a kid. And those stories bring up all those fears and insecurities. So I can understand how these are triggers. That's a really, really big part of developing a healthier mindset around world events, because once you know what sets you off, you can then start to approach those topics more mindfully. And for me, I noticed that I used to get really worked up about stories of political corruption. It just made my blood boil. And while it's good to care about these issues, I remembered that it was letting my mood become affected too much. So now when I read those stories, I channel that anger into something more productive. But I get it. Sometimes this talk about world events can be overwhelming. And I've had plenty of moments where I felt powerless. Like, what can I, one person, do about conflicts that are happening halfway across the world? But then I remember also something that a very wise person told me, that even the biggest avalanche starts with a single snowflake. We might not be able to single-handedly solve world peace, but we can do the small things. I have a client, Maria, who decided to volunteer at a local refugee center, and she teaches English classes once a week. And it's not much in the grand scheme of things, but for those refugees, it makes a real difference, and it helps them integrate and find jobs and build a new life. And for Maria, it's made these big, abstract global issues feel a lot more personal and more manageable. And the point is that we don't have to feel totally helpless. And in doing something, even if it feels small, can help us feel a bit more in control. Plus, it's a great way to connect with others who care about the same issues. There's something really powerful about feeling like you're part of a community, all working towards a common goal. Now let's talk self-care for a second, because let's be real. All this heavy stuff can really take a toll on our mental health. And I've had days where I have felt totally drained just from observing all of the global events. Have you ever felt that way before? So what I do now is I'm more mindful about taking care of myself. Sometimes that means taking a break from the news altogether. I've had no news days where I just unplug completely. And other times it's about doing things that recharge me, going for a run, calling a friend, or just relaxing with some music. And by doing that, I don't feel guilty about it, because at the end of the day, we cannot pour from an empty cup. So taking care of ourselves is not selfish. It is absolutely necessary, especially if we want to have the energy to engage with these big issues and actually make a difference. So I have found that talking about this stuff with friends can also be very helpful. And I don't mean let's solve all the world's problems over a beer, although that could be quite fun to do, but just sharing how we're feeling about it all, because it's reassuring to know that we're not alone in feeling any of the emotions that come around all these global events. And here's something else that I've been doing lately too. I zoom out and I focus on the long-term view, because it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day drama of the news cycle. But when I step back and look at the bigger picture, I can see that we've made progress in a lot of areas on the global stage, like poverty rates. They've been declining over the past few decades. More kids are getting an education than ever before. We're making strides in renewable energy. But don't get me wrong, we've got a long way to go, and there are plenty of serious challenges ahead. But remembering that progress is possible, even if it's slow, helps us stay hopeful. And speaking of hope, and that's really what it boils down to, finding ways to stay hopeful in the face of all this craziness. Because hope isn't about ignoring the problems or pretending that everything is fine. It's about believing that things can get better and that our actions can make a difference. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were interviewing this environmental activist. And she said something that really stuck with me. She said, hope is a discipline. It's not just something that you feel. It's something that you practice, something that you choose every day. And I think that that's true in all areas of our lives, especially talking about these global issues. It's a daily choice to stay informed, but not overwhelmed, to care, but not to become paralyzed, to do what we can while accepting our own limitations. Now, I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do know that we're all in this together, and we're trying to make sense of a pretty crazy and chaotic world. And sometimes just knowing that can make all the difference in the world. So here's what I'm thinking. Let's try to stay informed, but let's also be kind to ourselves. Let's seek out different perspectives, but not at the expense of our own values. And let's do what we can to make a difference, but also recognize our own limitations. probably most importantly, remember that it's okay to not have it all figured out, because we will never have it all figured out. So what are your thoughts? What do you think? How do you handle all of this craziness? Do you have any tips or any tricks? I'd love to hear from you. Seriously, drop a message, leave a comment. Maybe we all can learn from each other. That's what this podcast is all about. Okay, because we're all just trying to navigate this crazy world together. All right, friends. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And remember, always be kind to yourself. We're all doing the best that we can. Maybe next time, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the state of the world or anything that's going on in your life, check in with your mindset. Do something nice for yourself or someone else. Because remember, you're not alone in this. We're all just trying to figure out one day at a time. Bye for now.
If you like this episode of Mindset Reinvented, please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps more than you know. Thanks. See you next time.